This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
Data released recently by the Kirby Institute at the New South Wales University, Sydney, shows that there were 835 HIV diagnoses across Australia last year, the lowest number notified since 2001. While the stats are great news overall, there have been increases in the rate of infections among heterosexuals and vulnerable communities, especially Indigenous Australians are being missed. We speak to Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations CEO Daryl O'Donnell.
This is really, really exciting news, and we are seeing very, very strong reductions now, not only in the bigger states and territories, but nationally in HIV among gay men and bisexual men. In fact, these data are really showing that prevention efforts in Australia are the strongest they've been for nearly two decades. It's you have to go back to the early 2000s, around 2001, to see numbers this low.
What do you think is driving these reductions?
Well, I think there's no doubt that you know, we've got some very, very effective prevention tools. Condoms are the mainstay of the epidemic. We've got very, very good access to testing. But it's when you put PrEP into the mix of this that you really start to see this incredible decline in HIV diagnoses. So over the last 12 months since PrEP became available on the PBS, around 18,000 people are now accessing PrEP in this way. So it's a really very, very strong interest among gay men. We've known that for many years right around the country that that gay men really want access to PrEP. And with it now being on the PBS, it's helping us to drive down these HIV rates to low levels.
But there has been a rise in transmissions amongst heterosexual couples. What's driving that?
Well, we're seeing stable notifications in heterosexual people. And also in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, and that is concerning. So I think what we can conclude is that PrEP, which has really had this strong uptake among gay and bisexual men, is helping to drive down infections in that population. But we're not seeing the same sorts of gains in other communities. And even within the gay community, it's not even. So we're seeing the strongest declines among those who are living in the cities, who are very gay community connected, and who are Australian born. But when we look at men who have sex with men who might be recently arrived from overseas or living in regional and rural Australia, we just don't see those kinds of reductions in HIV.
Right. So it sounds like big steps have been made forward, but there are some changes in terms of engaging with some communities that are being missed that are required.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so particularly for those men who have sex with men who are recently arrived, I think we really need to be looking very carefully at the sort of access they have to healthcare there. Comfort in being able to see a GP or to go to a sexual health clinic. But actually, I think there's also a message here for the community as well that, you know, that in our lives, whether it's in our friendship groups, whether it's with our sexual partners, to really be looking out for one another because not everyone is benefiting from PrEP and from good access to testing. We might need to think about this as a community and think about how we care for one another and how we make sure that all of us are benefiting from new testing and new prevention and effective treatment.
That was Daryl O'Donnell from the AFAO with some very good advice here.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.